Yes, Danny. Don't be excited, darling. Calm yourself.
I cannot help it. It has been such a long time.
Yes.
Since I was able to come and talk with you.
Yes, Sita.
I know it is silly, huh?
Yes.
To be so emotional.
Yes.
But I'm so thrilled, you know.
Yes, darling.
I'm so excited, you know, because I can talk to you again after all this time.
No, that's right.
I have been coming to see you.
Yes, darling.
Every day.
Yes.
But I have missed, you know, you coming to speak.
Yes, darling,
with me.
I know that.
You have your friends with you?
Yes.
Hello?
They come for the experience, no, darling.
We?
Yes.
I don't know. I'm so thrilled, you know. Yes. I'm so excited to be able to come and talk to
you. Oh, this is just like
after
you.
After such a lot of time, you know.
Yes.
I have been getting very close with you.
What for?
Because you don't come and talk with me.
Oh, darling, but what can I do? What can I do? Leslie is threatening to retire every now and then.
No.
Yes, well, I won't.
No, let... no. I don't believe it.
I won't let him
no,
retire.
No, no. I like for me to come and talk with you. Mm-hmm. I have missed it, darling.
Yes, darling.
You have not given me into introduction.
Yes.
You have not given me
yes.
introduction to your friends.
Yes, darling. There's this lady I met in the bus. You
in the bus?
Yes.
Which bus?
Once I was going to Sweden, back, she came and sat by me and she told me about her interest in spiritualism.
Oh, I see.
You see?
But I don't remember from when I was with you
no.
on your side. I don't remember our friends, no?
No, no.
But I'm very pleased to meet you.
Yes.
And
happy to meet you.
Thank you. I don't... Who?
That lady's name is Gunnar. And her son-in-law, her daughter's husband is with us. His name is Gunnar.
Uh-huh.
Pleased to meet you, Annie.
Hello. You have come...
From Sweden, from Göteborg.
From where?
Yes. They both live in Göteborg.
Gothenburg?
Yes.
Yes.
And who else? Who else?
And this lady, Monique, she's the wife of the travel bureau leader.
The wife?
Yes, and she knows me for many, many years. And she has known all about you.
Hello? It is a very difficult, huh?
Yeah.
You don't know, huh?
Yeah, that's
you,
right.
Not been before.
Yes,
I don't remember you.
Yes.
I have seen you before.
Yes.
But not here.
No, not yet. That's right.
You...
And that's the first time they've... had the experience, you see, of talking.
I know it is silly, because I'm so excited, you know,
yes.
because I have not been able to come
yes.
and speak very often lately.
Ah.
I am, how you say,
but
out of touch.
Yes.
What you say, Dino?
I think... Leslie will be all right.
Why?
He's much better than what he
Why
was.
Why did you not come before?
Huh?
Why? It was not possible?
I don't know.
No?
I didn't have the... You know, I was here in May and he couldn't see me then. And then he promised that I would see you next time if you would write to me. And so I managed to get these sittings with him.
Oh, I love you.
Yeah.
I have so hope you
yes,
would
darling.
Come and join me.
Yes, darling.
But you are too good.
But
your
darling, you have always told me that I have a mission to fulfill and to help.
I know, it is so, but for a little while,
yes.
to help people to
yes.
know,
yes.
to help them like we have been helped. Huh?
Yes.
But I wish you were coming.
Yes.
It is a long time.
Yeah.
And I want you. But I have to wait, huh?
Yes, darling.
It has been too long.
Yes.
there are a lot of people here. Okay. Some of them I don't know. People that have nothing to do with us, huh?
No, no.
But there are people here, many people.
But they're always there, darling.
This thing.
Yeah.
I wish I could have more chance to speak.
Yes.
Yeah.
Dr. Annie, can I ask you a question?
If you wish.
So I don't disturb you now?
No.
No, I wonder, because I have had a feeling for a very long time that maybe we will meet much more often in Sweden.
You and me?
You will meet your Dino in companionship in somehow together with me and Gunnar.
So, I would like it very much, you know. I don't know why you don't do something.
Yes.
I have asked for this, you know, that you have a little group,
yes,
you know,
yes,
and experiment, huh?
Yes.
It is worth trying, no?
Yes, yes.
But you know...
Do you consider it to be the right time for experiments right now?
Why not?
Why not? You have better experience from experimenting than I have, sir.
I know, but I don't know why you should not try it.
Yes.
You are very psychic, at least, you know, what they call psychic. I think possibly, if you were to see it, you know, just the three of you, or perhaps if, I don't know, if your other friend can see it, but it would be worth trying. We could try, huh?
Yes. Annie, did you ever see Gunnel and or me before?
I have seen you not here.
But where have you seen
me? I have seen you not here. I have seen you at home.
At whose home?
Home.
At your home?
Dino's.
Yes, at Dino's
home. At the apartment.
Yes.
You have been.
Yes, that's right.
I have seen you, and you listen to the recordings, and
where?
You talk.
Yeah.
Where was that done?
Pardon?
Where did we do that? In Dino's apartment too?
And I have seen you there.
Yes.
And in your place.
And in my place too.
So?
Did you ever be to Park Court Hotel today?
Yesterday? Pardon?
Were you possibly at Park Court Hotel on Sunday evening?
I have been there. Because you are there and Dino is there.
Yes.
Wherever Dino go, I go too.
Oh, I see.
I am like a ghost behind him. I don't let him go nowhere without me.
So you keep a watch on
him? I have to keep an eye on him.
Right. Can you make...
But what about the table? What about the experiment? The table?
Yes, but I have not made any progress, darling.
You don't want to try?
No, I have tried, but there seems to be something preventing it.
Oh?
Yes.
I don't know. I just feel, you know, it is good if we were to experiment. I would like it very much if Gunnar would, you know, the of you to get together.
Yeah.
To try. Why don't you do it?
Yes, perhaps the...
No?
Perhaps you could form a circle.
That is what I would like.
Yes, form a circle.
I think it would be worth trying, you know.
I
think we could do it, you know, together.
You know, Gunnar is very interested in the house I live in.
So?
And there is a flat likely to be vacant, and she would like to come and live there.
Why not?
But of course, nothing is decided yet, and they're trying to... arrange terms to get this flat so that it come closer to me and we can...
Well, what makes you think it could not be possible?
Yes.
I think it would be all right.
Yes.
It can be arranged, huh?
Yes.
When are you going to do it?
Well...
we must have a Christmas and New Year's Eve celebration and then we can go down to the beans and work at it.
Yes.
Good.
Yes. We can...
And when? After Christmas you do it, huh?
Yes.
But maybe you could help us preparing it.
What do you say?
Maybe you could help us preparing it.
Of course. But you're going to have a partner?
Yes.
Yes. And if they could find that apartment, it would be very convenient.
But is there nowhere there to go? Is there something?
Yes. Somebody is leaving there.
And can you not arrange to move in it?
Yes. I believe they're trying it.
Good. Good. I would be that place, and then you would be not near.
Yes, exactly.
And we could get
yes.
together
so that
and experiment yeah. and try, you know,
yeah.
for contact.
Yes.
I would like it very much. You
yes.
think it would be possible?
Yes, I think so.
I have seen you before, but not here.
No.
And in the hotel.
Yeah.
I listen.
You
I
come to me. You come to me and to
the I have been to you
in
before several times.
Mm.
You know, you do see, but I think you doubt. You know?
Yes.
I think sometimes you see things.
Yeah.
But you're not sure. Sometimes you get impression and ideas, but I think sometimes you think it is not possible for you, but it is so.
Mm.
You do receive things, you
yeah.
know?
Yes.
Yeah. What shall we talk about, huh?
Well, darling,
anything special?
Yes. How are darlings, Sybil and Peter, how are they getting on?
Oh, they are both with me.
Uh-huh.
They are very thrilled, you know, because
are...
we at last have the opportunity to yeah. come and talk with you again after such
yes.
a long time.
Yes,
you know?
Yes.
It has been too long.
Yes.
Annie, can I interrupt and ask, can we put a question to you in Swedish, as Gunnel cannot find each single word in the English language?
I have to concentrate all the time on the English.
All right.
It is easier for me.
Mm-hmm.
I have got so used to it, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But I will try anything.
Jag undrar om du har varit hos mig och talat direkt genom mig som vi har på band. Är det riktigt det, Rani? Kan du säga yes or no? The only thing I know.
Yes.
You have. Thank you. Thank you very much.
I want you to be close to Dino. I want you to be close to Dino and experiment and meet together and be good friends. This I would like very much, you know. When you going to move?
Well, I think they're waiting for this terms to be arranged. If they can do that. I think Gunnar is trying his best to get it.
You have three rooms.
Three rooms. Yes.
Three rooms
yes.
in the place. Huh?
Yes.
That would be big enough, huh?
Yes. It's just what she wants, you see.
I think it will be all right. I hope. I think so. I don't know why it should not be. I think it will be good.
Perhaps you can help them to get it.
We, this thing here.
Hmm?
Just a moment.
Yeah.
Peter. Somebody else.
Yes. Yes. I don't know who it was.
That little French lady, can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Yeah, are you making some alteration after Christmas?
Some alteration?
Yeah, are you making some big change after Christmas?
In what way?
Well, somebody here is telling me that circumstances will arise whereby you have some kind of an upheaval and some reorganizational change. Are you anticipating it?
Yes, I am.
Because they say you're not to be concerned or worried. When it happens, it'll be a very good thing. It'll take you time to get adjusted, but you'll be much happier when it's sorted out.
Yes, thank you.
Have you had a separation from somebody then?
Sentimentally, yes.
Yes, somebody you were very fond of
And a break came, didn't it?
Yes.
There was a split between you.
Exactly.
And it's taken you a little time to readjust yourself, ain't it?
Yes.
But it was the best thing that could happen, you know.
I think so.
I don't think you'd have found any real happiness for that person, you know. Do you follow what I mean?
Oh, yes, I do.
I think you were being led up a garden path.
Yeah.
Do you follow?
What is the best way to take then?
Do what?
The spiritual way.
What do you say?
Which way is the best?
Well, I have to tell you this, even if you don't quite understand. But I'm told to tell you that everyone must learn by experience. And you had this experience, and this individual, this person, it was something that had to be in your life, but now you're having to learn to readjust yourself after the break.
Yes.
Do you follow?
Yes, very well.
And you're not to have any regrets about it. Look upon it as an experience that was necessary, and in the coming year, in the beginning of the year, you've got to readjust yourself and sort things out. Well, you've already started that. But there is this break and upheaval which had to be, and you're not too sure to let that spoil the rest of your life.
Yes.
Do you understand?
Yes, I do.
Was you in love with this person?
Yes, very much.
Yeah, but it didn't work out, did it?
Well, it did, but now it seems a bit difficult.
Is what?
It is difficult now.
Well, all I know is what I'm trying to tell you,
yes.
That it was lovely while it lasted. But it wasn't intended that it should continue. And the break that happened couldn't be avoided. It had to be. And you're not to allow it to upset you too much or too deeply. You're to accept it for part of life or what it is. And you're to look ahead and go forward, not look backwards all the time.
Yeah.
Do you follow?
Oh, yes.
Have you got something with you that that person gave you, then?
I beg your pardon.
Have you got something with you that belonged to that person?
Yeah.
You haven't? Yes, you have, you know. It's in your bag.
I have.
Hey?
It's a cup.
Do what?
I don't know, perhaps. I don't know, I'm not sure. Why?
Well, you interest me. You know, you're quite a character, you are. You don't think of yourself as being psychic or mediumistic, do you? And yet you are, you know. You get what we call hunches. You get very strong feelings and impressions about things and people. And I think that in some respects you sometimes see a little ahead. You don't always realise it until they get there. And then when a thing happens, you say, oh dear, yes, of course. It's as if you've foreseen it in a kind of way. You're quite sensitive and psychic, much more than you think you are.
What should I do then?
Well, just carry on, mate. Have you got a flat?
Yes, I have.
Is it here? Have you recently rearranged it?
Yeah.
Yes, you have. You've made some alterations.
Yeah.
And you've done something with some curtains.
Yeah.
Because they're telling me about it. Were you deeply in love with that man then?
Oh, yes.
Hey?
Oh, yes. I was.
Well, you mustn't think that you're completely separated, you know.
I don't think so. But I have to think otherwise.
Do what?
I have to think otherwise.
Yes, well, you see, this is part of life, you see, isn't it? I mean, sometimes things work out that way. But, you know, I think that in the long run, you'll be able to look back, if you don't already, and see it, the whole thing in perspective, as you call it. I think that you mustn't let it sour your future. You must sort of say, well, it was wonderful and all that, but you have to face up to facts, don't you? And you've got your life before you, and you're still young and pretty, and you shouldn't let it sort of spoil your future. Would it surprise you if I told you that you'd meet someone else?
Oh, no. Hey? Do you think I
would
meet someone else?
I don't think I know darn well you will.
I know, I don't want to.
You don't want to at the moment,
no.
But you don't want to go through life all on your miserable own, do you?
Well, if I have a spiritual interest.
Yes, I know, but you can't live on the spirit altogether while you're still in the material. You've got to have balance, ain't you?
Perhaps, yeah.
I mean, after all said and done, I mean, let's face it, I think it's easy enough in a way for some people to tread the lonely path, but there are some people who do much better, not only for themselves, but for everybody else, if they share with somebody else of like mind and like interest. And I'm told to tell you, whether you accept this or not, I'm going to tell you, that eventually you will come up with somebody against somebody else who will make a great difference to your life, and they will have a deep spiritual interest in things, and the two of you together will go forward. You're not going to walk through life all on your own, you know.
Yeah, I thought so. Thank you.
But do you know anything about a second marriage?
If I know. I don't know.
Well, this man you was in love with.
It's my husband.
What?
It's my husband.
Do what?
My husband.
Yeah. I don't know, but I get you tying up your life for somebody else later on, you know.
What kind of study am I going to take?
Do what now?
What kind of study?
Study?
Yeah.
Are you referring to material things or spiritual things?
No, professional things.
What?
Professional.
Professional?
Professional, yes. Can you see any study? Say you study, I'm starting.
I get you sort of organizing. I think you've got great organizing ability. And I get you organizing and arranging and sorting out things and helping other people. And I think you enjoy that. I think that you have the capability of doing that sort of thing.
Yes.
That seems to be your thing, doesn't it?
Yes, exactly.
And you do love people. And although sometimes you get annoyed or irritated with people, that's human, but you do help people. And they tell me that they want you to continue in that respect, temporarily anyway, for a while. But there are things opening up for you which you haven't got the slightest idea at the moment. And I get you moving and travelling about a bit too.
Yes.
Do you move or do you travel the world?
I'm going to travel very soon, yes.
Yeah, because they're telling me you're going to travel much more than you thought possible, and you will see a lot more of the world, and that's where you're coming up against Mr. Wright, who's going to make you a very happy lady. Sorry, but you don't mind me telling you, do you?
No, not at all.
You interest me. I think that at the moment you're drifting. Do you know what I mean by drifting?
No.
You're like a ship with no rudder or no captain.
Floating around me.
Yeah.
Yes,
you're not unhappy, you're not happy either, but you're making the best of things. But you've got no direction at the moment, but you will have, don't you worry. You have a lot to do with organising and planning for people, don't you?
Yes.
But you're going to start planning and organising yourself, do you know that? Which is about time too, if you ask me.
That was a gentle way to be very rude.
Do what?
Was a very gentle way to be very rude.
Well, I didn't mean to be rude, honestly, because I think she's very sweet, and I'd like to help her, because I think she's had a lot to put up with or contend with in a way. Life hasn't been all that easy. You see, I think that, with all due respect, I'm going to stick my neck out there, but I think you have given much more in love and affection than you've ever received in return. Do you follow what I mean?
Yes, I do.
Well then, that's been a bit of a heartache for you, really, in a way. I mean, I probably shouldn't say these things, but I think I can read you pretty well. And I think you're deserving of happiness with the right person. And I think that's going to happen. And I think you're going to go ahead with the work that you have to do, which will be a combination of two things. Although partially material, also has a spiritual significance. I think you're an extraordinary character, and you've got to find you've got to sort of get your ship in order, mate.
Thank you.
Yeah, you want to get the sails up, mate, and get a good wind, go in the right direction.
He's a real sailor, boy.
Do what?
Yes.
You don't feel you wasted your time with that other man, do you?
I don't know, Freddie.
I
But
has he got somebody else then?
Yes.
Because I feel I have to talk to you about all this, because the people on this side who love you have a great understanding, and their heart goes out to you because they know that your love was a very real thing. And somehow, in a way, you must never think that you wasted all that love, because you didn't.
Mm-hmm.
But the point is that he didn't fully understand or appreciate you. Do you follow?
Yes, I do.
Actually, he's making a noose for himself. You know that, don't you?
Yes.
Because this person he's caught up with now ain't no good.
Mm-hmm.
It won't make him happy.
No.
Do you know this woman?
I do know her.
Well, you ain't missed anything. Well, she's as hard as nails.
Is she?
Yeah. And I think, on reflection, he'll regret what he's been up to, but I don't think you should take him back.
No?
No, definitely not, mate.
No, but he will be miserable.
Do what?
I must help him.
Well, how can you help him?
I don't know. Just in loving him.
Yeah, well, you can go on loving somebody, mate, and I'm all for that. But sometimes people have to learn the hard way. I think that you've done your share. And I feel that you must say to yourself, well, you've got to now sort yourself out, and you've got to, you know, you've got to look after yourself.
Yes.
I love you. I think you're a nice lady. And I wish I could do more to help you. But I feel you've just got to say to yourself, what is past is past. And look ahead.
Yes.
You can't, I think, well, I could tell you a lot about the situation with you, mate. I think you're a very sweet person. I think that you've given out so much love, so much affection, and you've worn yourself out in, you know, you've gone through a rotten time. And I think you've got to say to yourself, well, I've got to look ahead. It's no good looking backwards. And you'll be guided, and you'll be helped, and you'll be uplifted, and you'll be blessed, and you'll find happiness. But it won't be with the past, it'll be in the future, mate. Do you understand?
Yes, thank you.
Does he wear a uniform?
Not he, but the people around, yes.
Well, it's a very funny thing. But with this gentleman, your old mate, your husband, I get lots of uniforms all connected and linked up with him.
Yeah, this is.
As if he's sort of caught up with people in authority, and people who have taken responsibilities and all that.
Yes, in a way, yes. Yes, it's true,
isn't it?
Yes.
Did he ever have a moustache?
No.
Never. Oh, I have a reason for saying that. You're not likely to see him, I suppose.
Excuse me?
You're not anticipating seeing him.
Seeing who?
The husband.
With a moustache?
No.
I'm sorry, I don't understand.
No. Oh, never mind. You interest me. You're changing the reel, mate.
Right, you're on the other side up. Does it work? Okay. Does it work all right? I can't see. You can see.
Well, it ain't in straight, is it?
Sorry?
It's not in straight.
It's not in straight. You're worrying me. All right, keep on talking. I'll try to see if I can fix it.
You get the lid down on it.
That do better?
I think it's all right now. Dino, are you all right?
Yes, I'm.
You don't mind if I spend a bit of time on your friends, do you?
No, not a bit. If it's going to help them.
But that little lady, the French lady,
yes,
she's had a rough time, ain't she? Did you know about it?
Yes.
Eh?
Yes, I believe so.
I don't know whether you did know or not. But, I expect most women, they don't keep things themselves, do they? You should read it out sooner or later. But which is a shame, ain't it? What's your Christian name then?
Monique.
Winnie?
Monique.
Monica?
Monique.
Yeah.
Monique. Yes.
Look, it's a French day, isn't it, Monique?
Oh, dear.
But your husband ain't French, is he?
My husband is Swedish.
Is what?
Swedish.
Oh, I didn't get any French connection with him. It are all the Swedes like that, then?
They're all Swedes.
Right?
They're all stressed, Monique.
They're all what?
They're all living under the stress.
So is everybody else, not peculiar to the Swedes, is it?
Well, I don't live under stress.
Well, you ain't exactly a Swede, are you? You're a bit of this and a bit of that, you are. A bit of that sheesh and all the rest of it, you know. Coming from India and all that business, I don't quite know what you really are.
Yeah.
What is your background? Indian, ain't it?
Yeah, I was born in India.
But... Yeah, but you're a comic, you are. You make me laugh, Dino. I have to laugh at you sometimes. You're a sweet thing, really. You and your Annie, honestly. Like Romeo and Juliet.
Yes.
It is, though, isn't it, like Romeo and Juliet in a way?
Yes.
Except in Joan Ons, I mean, Romeo committed suicide, didn't he?
Yes.
He stabbed himself because Juliet had died.
Yes.
I can't see you doing that. Well, it's not the right thing to do because you don't gain any by doing that. Anyway, this one gets a baby in the frock. Hold on.
Yeah.
I'll bet that fella don't know what to make of me, do you?
No.
Gunnar.
Yep.
A strange name, Gunnar, ain't it?
Yep.
Is that your mum-in-law, then?
It's a very common name.
What about your missus? Is she interested?
No, not... Oh, she is interested. She knows about it. She lives with it, but does not want to...
She don't want to go into it. Is she scared, then?
Not scared, but she seems to be more interested in working materially, knowing that you are all existing and guiding, helping.
Well, she's quite happy to sit back and wait for it, eh? You know, not sort of push like.
Right.
I suppose, in other words, she wants it so she can enjoy her material life to the hilt. Then when she gets here, she gets her reward.
Yeah. I think she will have a reward.
Oh, well, sure she will for marrying you. Best thing she ever did, I'll bet.
You think so? Maybe the best thing I ever did.
Well, I'm not so sure about that. But that's her mum, that's your mum-in-law, isn't it?
That's right.
Yeah, well, I mustn't say too much about her daughter then, must I?
My adopted daughter.
Oh, is it adopted? Well, that answers a lot, doesn't it? You're a bit of a case, you are. But, are you going to live near old Dino then, in the same block?
I hope so.
Trying to arrange it that
way. Oh, well, the three of you going in?
No.
What about your missus?
My missus?
Yeah.
But, you know, we have a flat of our own, not too far away from the house where Mr. Nandy is living.
Oh, I see. So she ain't going to move in with Nandy, then?
No.
Yeah, you're going to be on your own, are you? Poor old Dino. Anyway, this one get a baby in the frock. I'll see if his missus will come back, otherwise he'll go away moaning.
Mm.
You say, I didn't get very much. Poor old Dino.
Right.
Oh, well, such is life.
Mm-hmm.
Do what you say.
Yes. You have certainly given them something to think about.
Well, that's the idea, ain't it?
Yes.
And could you please also make it give Mr. Nanya something to think about?
What, Nanji?
Yeah?
He's had loads to think about, he has. Yeah. He thinks all the time he's at work, he's thinking.
Yeah.
Not necessarily upon what he's doing, either.
Yes.
I don't know if you can hear me.
Yes, darling. Mickey
was trying to help Monique.
Yes. He's trying to help her.
I think Mickey is very interested, you know, in trying to help everybody.
Yes, of
but
course.
But I think he's very concerned about money.
Yes.
I think things have been very difficult for her.
Yeah. Huh? Yes, that's so.
When are you going home?
I'm going home on Friday, darling, but we have another sitting tomorrow.
Oh, tomorrow?
Yes.
Oh, good.
Tomorrow we are sitting again.
Just you and me?
Bipan?
Just you and me?
That Lady Rose Gladden, the healer, she's coming.
Oh, I see.
Yes.
I must not be selfish. I must not be selfish.
No.
I like to talk to you all the time.
Yes.
And I think it is, when other people...
Yeah.
One has to think of them too, which is natural.
Yes, of course, yes.
But I think, they were very anxious to talk to Monique about her affair,
Yeah.
I think you have had troubles. It is very marvelous.
Yes.
And what about Mama? What about your Mama?
My Mama? Or my mother-in-law?
I often see her.
Oh, yes, I am happy. Did you see me often?
I like for you to get together and experiment, perhaps when it is possible. With Dino in your place, In your apartment?
Yes.
Or perhaps when Gunnar moves in here, in his place, I don't know.
Uh-huh.
But wherever it is, I will come to you. You know that.
Okay.
And I hope we can have Monique.
Yes, darling.
You must not be too sad, Monique. I know it is easy to say that. And I know that you give out so much love, and it has been a great disappointment for you. But I'm sure it will be all right.
Very good.
Thank you.
I wish I could come and give you a big kiss. I love you. I want you to know. I love you, all of us, that. I talk to you tomorrow.
Well, don't go away, darling, yet.
I have to go soon.
Yeah.
I come back tomorrow?
You see, I come specially for having this experience.
I wish I could talk to them again, too.
Yes, darling.
I know that there are people,
Ah.
Who would like to communicate,
Yeah.
But at first it is not easy for some people.
Yeah.
And I know that they are very concerned, to help. And
yeah.
I think at the moment you want to get straight, what you say, straight? Straight.
Yeah.
So, sort it out.
Mm.
But I'm sure you will get the apartment.
Okay.
I'm sure.
Yeah.
You go to the theater?
Where do you mean?
Tonight.
You go to the theater tonight?
Yes, that's right.
I hear you talking in the hotel about going to some theater together.
You are eavesdropping, are you?
Well, sometimes, How can I learn anything if I don't come and watch you and listen to the conversation? But I hear you say you are going to the theater tonight.
Yes, that's fine.
I hope you will enjoy it.
I really hope it's
you. It is music.
Yes, La Bohème?
Music.
Yes, that is La Bohème.
I hear you say something about you going to the Colosseum. Colosseum, is that it?
No, that is the Royal Opera House at Covent Garden, is it?
I don't know, but I hear you talk about going to theatre.
Yeah.
And I try to pick up what you say.
That was Covent Garden.
Covent Garden?
Yes.
Is that where you are going?
That's right.
Ah, and is Dino going?
No, I don't think
so. Ah, he never goes nowhere.
No, I like to be.
Ah, he does not go anywhere at all. It would be good for you to go to places sometimes,
That time is over for me.
Pardon?
That time is over for me.
Ah. Why do you say that? Must not live altogether in the past.
Yeah, because you are not with me.
Ah, but I am with you.
Yeah.
If you go somewhere, I can go too.
Yes.
And I can enjoy it with you. I don't know, what am I going to do with you? I wish I could do something better for you. I love you. I just look forward to you coming here. Yes. One day we'll be together. Well, but I want you to be happy.
It won't be long before I come over to you.
Anyway, I hope I will be able to talk to you all again sometime.
Stefan?
I hope Mona will come, and also Monique. I hope all of you can come again soon.
Yes.
I'd like to talk with you. But when we are home, when you get settled.
Darling, they will come tomorrow.
Tomorrow?
Yes.
Good.
Yes, they will come tomorrow with me. And also Rose Glenn will be coming.
Oh, tomorrow.
Tomorrow.
Then I look forward to seeing you tomorrow.
Yes, darling.
I must go now. Okay. I have to go.
Thank
my
you.
Love and blessing. God bless you. Goodbye. And don't worry, Monique.
You mustn't get down in the dumps, Monique.